enjoyed, and I'm sure we had lots of people out enjoying the day, walking their dogs, playing with their dogs. And I wish that you and I could have spoken a little bit sooner before I went on the air, because I was going to request a drum roll.
Oh, shoot. Well, here we go. Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
All right.
Great. We have 0 cats available at
the show. Wow.
I don't think I've ever been able to say that. And it's great news, and, hallelujah. It's just, like I said, we just needed a little drum roll, and everyone needs to get up and do their happy dance, because that just doesn't happen very often, particularly the time of year it's getting to be. This is the season for litters, kittens and puppies, so we're going to celebrate while we can able to adopt out all of our cats.
It is National Puppy Day.
I know. Isn't that cool? I wish I had a puppy, but I don't have a puppy. My husband is probably the one that keeps me reined in from not going in after all the little dolls that are at the shelter. But right now, my only puppy is, she's 10. But anyway, there's more puppies in my future, I know, but not today. But yes, happy National Puppy Day. We have some fun things to talk about. H&R Block has been doing a campaign for us with donations. I was in this week taking care of my own personal tax situation, and they've got some great donations that people have brought in. You take in a donation, and they will give you a discount on your preparation fee. So, wonderful thing. They've got all kinds of dog food, cat food. There's some toys. There's some blankets. It's so nice to see. And as I mentioned a while back, Sharon Williams did the same thing, and I'm not sure what their campaign was, but they had a lot of people bring in donations for the shelter, and we've already picked that up, and all that wonderful stuff is being used. So it goes back and shows you just how this community does support the shelter, and we thank one and all very much. So those are kind of fun things to talk about. We had some great adoptions this week. Slim Jim, that big yellow cat that I've spoken about, he was adopted. We had 2 precious babies come in. It was Mom and Puppy, Dolly and Gumdrop. Oh, Dolly and Angel, excuse me. They've both been adopted. Gumdrop was adopted. He was a good-looking dog. Jewel and Chocolate, they've all found their homes this previous week. And congratulations to them and their new family. So good news there. Now let's talk about what's still available, since I can't talk about cats, which is a good thing. I'm not complaining. Our dogs. I'm going to talk about Reba. Reba is a 3-year-old female husky cross. She's beautiful. She's just beautiful. Red and tan in her coloring. She's got the typical husky markings. She's new to the shelter, but the staff has quickly learned just what a sweetheart she truly is. She does very well on a leash, and she keeps her kennel very tidy. 2 great, great attributes. I mean, if you walking on a leash with a dog, some people might think it's just a natural thing. It is not. They have to be trained to walk on that leash. They don't always enjoy it.
Yep.
And then to be housebroken is wonderful. And if they keep their kennel clean, then that's a pretty good indicator that they're going to also be housebroken. So she is now available. Earl, he's new to the shelter. He's a year-old male shepherd cross. He really enjoys playing with his toys, and he has very good manners. And that probably means he's not one that wants to jump up on you and, you know, that kind of thing. He's well-behaved. Earl is a medium-sized dog, and he has a very playful personality. Earl is available now. Ozzy Talsburn. Ozzy's a 6 to 7-month-old male mixed puppy. We're not real sure, I guess, on what the breed might be. We do believe he's going to be larger in size, just to look at his paws, kind of an indicator sometimes he's... His body hasn't grown into them yet, so he's got some more growing to do. He's a little shy when you first meet him, but then he is the kind of dog that warms up to you and just loves to have the attention. He would probably enjoy his day lying in an inside recliner, or he might even enjoy it being outside playing tug-of-war. He's just one of those great all-around dogs, and that's Ozzy. And puppies, National Puppy Day. We've got puppies. If you're interested in getting out there and adopting, we've got 5 females left in our adoption room. Love Bug is the last of the puppies that we had We call them our Valentine's Day litter. There were 10 in total. She's the only one left. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with her. She just isn't the right person yet. She's a sweetheart. She's as sweet as she can be. We'd love to get her adopted, and then we can do another happy dance because all 10 of the puppies were adopted out. So she's available, and she's waiting for her turn. And then we also have 4 female shepherd puppies that came in all together, and they're still with us. One of those puppies is fully sponsored, meaning that adoption fee for that particular puppy is already taken care of. And with our puppies, I'm going to remind everyone, if they're too young to be spayed or neutered, they go ahead and they leave the shelter. You leave us a $30 deposit on top of your adoption fee, and then once the puppy is old enough to be spayed or neutered, then we refund you the $30. And kind of a good incentive to remember to get your puppy spayed or neutered. And that's it for the ones that she told me to talk about today, but I was out there yesterday. We've got a lot of dogs. We have some larger dogs, and then we've got a couple of small dogs. But I think really where we're really full right now is with the larger dogs. And sometimes getting an older dog has its benefits. You know how puppies are.
Yeah, you don't have to go. My parents just got a puppy a week and a half ago now. And, you don't have to go through that the teething and the potty training and the needle teeth and all that sort of thing.
Exactly. And that's one thing that we kind of talked about ourselves, getting another puppy. We might have to wear gloves because those puppy teeth are pretty sharp.
Well, and, you know, when you get older, the skin is thinner and it's more likely to tear and that sort of thing. So, yeah, you got to be careful.
Exactly. And that's kind of been our thought. And so, and then just, excuse me, and then just thinking about, like you say, the teething and
getting up in the middle of the night to let them out.
Yeah, there you go. So, an older dog has been great. I got a frog this morning. I'm sorry. It's probably my allergy. It's great that you can get an older dog that's gone past some of those stages, and sometimes that's just what people need. It's just a little older, more mature dog. So we've got plenty. They're beautiful out there. Come out to the shelter, look them over, take them out maybe for a little walk. We had something else I need to brag about. We had a high school class that came out earlier this week as one of their service projects that they need to do. You know, they do donate some time to an organization. They chose us. They came out, and with the help of our staff, some of our board members, Danny Thompson, who's so good about coming out and helping, they came out this last week, and they cleaned up the outside area. There were some things that needed to be, things just sometimes get piled up. So those things were taken care of. They moved gravel around to smooth it out, to help the pins. They created an area now for outside that you can actually take a dog outside and play with it in an enclosed pen. They work their tails off, and we sure appreciate it. And just shows you how fun it is for the youth to come out there and see these animals. They were also walking the dogs. You can go to our Facebook page and see some of the pictures. But we truly, truly thank that class for coming down and encourage other organizations or classes to do the same, because we can always use that manpower. We certainly can.
For sure. And the other thing is, one of our dining guide sponsors, a Bowler Beef, I know last week donated their tips to you guys.
I wasn't even aware of that. So that's wonderful. And that's just, that's just kind of the way it is. And they just, it continues on and on. And we thank everyone for doing that. So anyway, if anyone organization wants to come out and spend some time with us, we're more than happy to put you to work.
Well, great.
Yeah.
So Becky, what are some of the things that you mentioned already?
All right. Here's some items that are kind of at the top of the list right now. We use a lot of bleach, and something that maybe someone may not think that we need, but we do. We desperately need and appreciate the bleach because it's used every day. So a bottle of bleach, we would say yay. And some wash rags, I talked about any size towel that you have, bring it out to us. We can cut it down to the size we need, or we can leave it a full towel, which we need when the dogs get their baths. So we're also needing some wash rags. Large dog toys, they go through them just as quick as they can be, but that doesn't stop us. We're still going to continue to let them have those toys, because they need that interaction. And we are a little low on kitten food, We know it's going to be coming, so we'd like to kind of be prepared. And the dry puppy food, puppy and kitten season, as I said. You know, there's a couple of things I'm going to mention. One thing that's kind of sad. It's sad that maybe it was the right thing to do in the long run. When our staff got to the shelter yesterday, there was a pregnant dog tied to the outside fence. There is a law against dumping, and there's a fine involved if you are caught. And to leave her there was not the correct way to surrender her. We rarely will not take your animals. The only time we won't take them is if we're just crammed full and we don't have room. But if our staff hadn't been there, that poor dog would have been, tied up to the fence. Please don't do that. Please bring the dog in to us. And I guess on the other side, they did at least bring her to the shelter. It could have been a worse situation. Maybe just, what I'm saying, to take her out somewhere and leave her. But, again, I just want to remind people, we're there to help those animals, and we're going to do everything we can to help you with your animals. So, as I said, that's kind of on a sad note. But she's well cared for now. Here's the good news. She's good. She's inside. She's going to be well taken care of. And any day, we may have a litter of puppies. So there you go. We are open. Maybe I should, this is a good time to mention hours. We are there every day. Unless there's a special occasion that we need to close for. So we're open every day, and in the evenings from Monday through Friday, it's 5 to 7 in the afternoons. On Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. And our answering machine, it's like your AT&T thing. It comes and it knows, but right now we're working. Our phones are working. We have a Facebook page. You can reach out to us, and it's go to CFA. And if you, have a situation with an animal and you need some help, reach out to us that way. We'll do whatever we can to help people. And our telephone number is 620-252-6060. And as I said, contact us if there's a situation, or if you just want to come out and volunteer, you want to come out and see the animals, please do. And we're still also needing newspapers. I was going to mention that also. Other than that, I think everything at the shelter is going fantastic. We couldn't be more happy with the way our season has started off so far. We've had adoptions. Every time I've talked to you, I've been able to talk about adoptions, and that again is wonderful.
Oh, it is great. So I am always glad to hear that things are moving along there at the shelter, and it's always good to hear your reports as always. And hey, nice that the cat room and no cats right now, but I'm sure you're just getting ready because springtime's here.
It's exactly right, and I'm going to say it again: spay and neuter.
Yep.
That's the way to be, and they're healthier, they live longer. It's research has shown it's just much better for the animals, and they don't even have to go through that first cycle. There's still that thought out there: oh, they need to go through. No, they don't. That's mm-hmm. just an old way of thinking. Now.
Yep.
The better, the sooner the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Well, Becky, thank you so much for calling in. Of course, we always enjoy hearing your reports, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope this weather continues to improve.
Yes, let's hope. Absolutely. All right. You have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, this is Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville, Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. Always appreciate her reports. We'll be back to our dining guide. That's coming up here next as we continue Open Line on the Mighty 690 KGGF.